Text 2.
Good morning. With us today in the studio is Jeff Harris, an architect and property expert, who is going to tell us how technology is changing our homes forever. In particular, IoT, or the Internet of Things. What is the Internet of Things exactly?
Quite simply, IoT is a network of physical objects that are embedded with technology, such as software and sensors, to allow them to connect with other devices or systems over the internet. In the context of homes, this covers household items, such as household appliances or heating, and making them smart. By doing so, we can use technology to totally change the way that we interact with our places of residence. The Internet of Things allows touchless devices and smartphone-powered items to be maximized to their full potential in very dynamic and exciting ways.
Could you give us some practical examples of the applications for this technology in homes?
Of course. The practical uses are actually very wide-ranging, from what was once viewed as prohibitively expensive for most people to being more and more accessible. It's become fair to say that IoT-powered smart homes do a lot more than just offer remote control functionality for our residences. It can allow a smart thermostat to monitor the climate and weather reports online and adjust heating needs to suit weather without any direct interaction from a homeowner. It can also allow things such as fridges or coffee machines to keep a track of items and stock and place orders online directly when supplies are low. We've moved well beyond simply using an app to turn our lights on and off remotely. I suppose one could consider new smart homes as a kind of e-butler.
That sounds fascinating. I imagine that this can add exciting opportunities for architects. How does this technology make you feel about home design?
You're very right in what you say. It's most definitely expanded the potential for architecture and the way that we consider the relationship between a building and its occupants. It's very interesting also that you asked me my own feelings on the issue. I have to be honest with you. In the early days of smart homes, I was dismissive and not really that bothered. I thought that remote-controlled functionality was little more than a gimmick, a luxury for the ultra-rich. However, when I look at the ways that the Internet of Things has advanced in recent years, it's made me very excited about what this technology can offer homes and architects. If we look at the traditional notion of a home, four walls and a roof, a shelter for people against the elements, and then compare it to a smart home with its ability to be proactive, we go from a home being a shelter to a home being a carer. I think that's a fascinating evolution of the dynamic between people and architecture.